At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
All right, sorry about that, folks. brief intermission. Oh, my gosh. Yep. All right. So, very shortly here, we should be being joined, by my friend Paul Janacek. And, okay, let me just make sure that, check email, Gmail. There we go. Zoom link sent. All right, he should be jumping in here momentarily. As soon as he does, we'll start having that conversation. Zach and I were just having a great conversation, and I apologize. I was really prayerfully debating whether or not to have my next guest or continue with Zach. Let's see, yes. Please jump on We Are Love. We Are Live. There we go. You know what? I can, well, yeah, okay. Anyway, so we're talking about, you know, do I believe that, someone who does quote unquote good works, is going to end up in hell if they don't make a confession and call on the name of Jesus Christ. And that's what the Bible says. And why does it say that? Well, because, you know, all fall short of the glory of God. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Hang on. No one comes to the Father but through me. And that literally means no one comes to the Father but through Jesus Christ, period. There is no alternative to that. There is only one way. And it's significantly important that as Christians that we communicate that. That doesn't mean God hates. That is love. God's love is such that he made provision through Jesus Christ to take on the punishment that we are owed. But Zach and I'll be back. We're going to build a bridge on that and have some more conversation about that. Man, look at this guy. Man, does he not look sharp or what? Holy smokes. We haven't seen each other in a minute. And, you look outstanding.
Oh, well, thank you, Greg.
I mean, like Hollywood, like, like, haven't I seen you in a movie or something? I don't know.
Appreciate it, my friend. Appreciate it.
This is my dear. Oh man, this is my good friend, Paul Janacek. And, I am, golly. He's my brother, and I love him, and I really appreciate him. and we've known each other now, good God, about 8 years, 9 years.
Yeah.
Going on a decade. You look, can I say this without it sounding, but you look better now than you did when I met you.
I appreciate that, Greg. Working out quite a bit.
Well, I mean, you know what? The 10 years has been good on you, man.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you look great. Well, and I'm sorry, folks. It's just Paul and I have, I mean, we are in contact a lot, but we have not seen each other like this. I don't know if we've seen each other since my accident. Actually, physically looked at each other.
Yeah, because I've seen you do some various media hits, but
right.
I haven't.
But I haven't been up. But we haven't been able to look at one another on the camera like this. So there's my. So this is my claim to Hollywood. See, I can be the bad guy in a film in a movie, and they don't even have to do makeup. It's pretty cool. All right. I'm sorry, folks. We really are going to get to something, substantive here. And I was talking with, David Justokas in the first hour, our, constitutional originalist attorney, about the Christopher Wray situation and the FBI and so on. But basically, here's the developing news report. Gateway Pundit received a published leaked document. A document containing sensitive information in relation to an FBI confidential human source who'd infiltrated the Proud Boys and who was present for the entire January 6th, in quotes, riot, all while communicating contemporaneously with his FBI handlers. And basically the Gateway Pundit writes, they lied. They all lied and we have proof. Highly sensitive DOJ Jan 6 documents leaked to the Gateway Pundit. FBI confidential human source infiltrated Proud Boys, ran FBI operation on J6, reported they were innocent. Reported that they were innocent. And potentially some of these informants were the ones that actually instigated some of the violence that the Proud Boys are accused of doing. And it was, in fact, the FBI that was propagating the violence that has everybody all freaked out. Your thoughts, Paul?
It's enormously troubling because, if they're doing that on this issue and we cannot discern what their motive is, what other issues are they doing it on? Some of the counterterrorism cases that the FBI has brought forward since 9/11 have been really troublesome in terms of the abuse of due process. And what I'm wondering is that you have the appearance of enforcement, and when they appear to be conducting law enforcement, what is slipping through? So you take this, the CHS reports where the confidential human source is reporting back as truthfully as he can tell from his vantage point, that really January 6th is not what it's been played in the media and certainly doesn't track with the arrests.
Okay.
What is happening in the counterterrorism world when the FBI gets very flashy about the certain arrests that it makes and yet we have more than 100 food processing plants that are being blown up or catching fire catastrophically?
All right, slow down. So the suggestion is that the FBI is taking really kind of non-existent issues, maybe they're minorly existent issues, puffing those up to make them appear as though those are the big deal, but literally doing minimal work on the real terrorist issues, and there are real problems that are happening that are covered up by media, covered up by the FBI, and almost being allowed to happen right under their nose, and they're not doing anything about it, which really stinks to high heaven. Why, like John Guendola, who comes out and says, look, the FBI is saying we're not going to go after Islamic terrorists. They threw my book out. Go ahead. Sorry.
You've really got your finger on it, Greg. And that is, if I could distill it even further,
please.
Selective law enforcement. That's it. The FBI is deciding what is an issue and what isn't. It is a government within a government. So you have January 6th where, yeah, people are worked up, but not to the point that they are acting or even appear to act in accordance with what the Democrats, their central charge on the Unselect Committee. And at the same time, you've got a New Deal Bondi form of jihadism that is active in the United States right now. I am convinced that's what it is with the food mills. And that is seldom being reported, and the secrecy laws work in favor of the FBI if they seek to drag their feet because they're serving another master, as opposed to the Constitution. So selective law enforcement.
And then domestic terrorism too, when it comes to for example, the pro-life, the pregnancy resource centers that are being destroyed and burned to the ground and threatened and bombed and things of that nature. And nobody's reporting on those.
That's right. That's another very good case, because that too is an organized campaign.
And what happened to the Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh? You know, that's just the tip of the iceberg of the intimidation play that's being used against the Supreme Court justices and potentially against other federal judges and maybe even state judges at certain levels or circuit court judges around the country.
That's right. I think that this is the latest indication of set of documents that began with Gateway Pundit. This is the latest indication that it is profoundly broken as an institution. It doesn't work. Rampant careerism, horribly corrupt decisions getting made. And I really subscribe to the notion that you have to break it into constituent pieces, and everybody at the rank of GS-12 and up gets to recompete for their jobs.
Well, you know, another piece, and I wrote about this at my blog, I believe, and I wrote out why, you have to read my blog to get that information, but I wrote out that I believe that the J6 committee is committing treason, and that in fact they all need to be arrested, and they need to be tried accordingly, because I believe that the actions that they are taking are treasonous acts.
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing what the value is constitutionally. It's already an extra constitutional body within the framework of the document itself.
Well, the issue is the destructiveness in who they're going after, the persons that they're going after. Remember that it is that treason is an act against the sovereigns of the United States of America, or against the country. Well, who are the sovereigns? Hello. We the people are the sovereigns. And so these are illegal acts. Okay, we got to take a quick break. Back right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Paul Janacek, former Deputy Assistant Inspector General, former diplomat, Navy vet, and Navy War College grad. And we were talking about this thing with the FBI, and what I understand you to be saying, Paul, is that, you know, what about the food, the meat plants? I suggested, you know, what about the pregnancy resource centers that are not being investigated? I mean, there are a variety of issues that are not being addressed. And those certainly, have to be of concern. All right.
Why doesn't every home in the U.S. have solar panels?
Hold tight. There. Okay. It'll let me skip the ad. Okay. So, all right. So folks, this is going to boggle your mind. New York. I'm going to put this up on the screen. If you're watching us again, you can watch us. You can see us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Use Firefox, by the way. Don't use Bing. Don't use Chrome, because we look like we're in one of those mirror houses, all skinny and funky looking.
normal look, truly, the best one that I like is on Firefox. So use Firefox as your browser and go to ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. You can watch us. You can watch this right now. Paul, you sent me this. New York nuclear PSA. Listen to this. Is going to blow your mind. New York. Here we go.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why. Just know that the big one has hit. Okay? So what do we do? There are three important steps that I want you to remember. Step one, get inside fast. You, your friends, your family, get inside. And no, staying in the car is not an option. You need to get into a building and move away from the windows. Step two, stay inside. Shut all doors and windows. Have a basement? Head there. If you don't have one, get as far into the middle of the building as possible. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. Remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body. Step three, stay tuned. Follow media for more information. Don't forget to sign up for Notify NYC for official alerts and updates. And don't go outside until officials say it's safe. All right? You've got this.
Wow. Wow. I mean, okay, Paul, walk us through your thoughts, my good friend.
Consider all of the shootings, rapes, rampant fentanyl, use, abuse, and deaths, just the sheer number of deaths that are going on in New York City right now, and they're putting out a PSA on a nuclear attack. Either somebody who is politically responsive to a higher master knows something out of touch the city of New York is in terms of public service messages. You basically have that choice as far as I'm concerned. The fact of the matter is that as somebody who's worked in the nuclear portfolio, as you well know, Greg.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've been noticing since the war with Ukraine broke out, where Russia's concerned, is the only time you really get people to focus in Washington, D.C. is when somebody speaks the word nuclear. I would argue that the Russians do it because those are populist hotheads, but the Russian national security apparatus that is close to Putin, it's the furthest thing from their mind is a full-on nuclear exchange with the United States. And yet I can't help but think that somebody, somewhere, for some reason, sees this as a viable way out of something. And so this talk continues to come up, and the only beneficiary that I could see to a nuclear exchange, however big or however small, whether it's one warhead or several dozen, would be the Chinese. And when you consider how much of the zeitgeist, the leading figures in Washington owe the Chinese government in terms of unrepaid graft, that is the only group of people that I could see who benefit from this idea of a nuclear terror. So I'm wondering if something a great deal deeper isn't percolating by the very fact that the people of New York are being pressed for this potential now.
Well, let's not forget, too, that New York, like London and the UK, has leadership that would have us believe that terrorism is a fact of life. It's one we need to get used to. And we need to understand that based on our porous border, there are dirty bombs that are already here. That reality, you and I have talked about this for a number of years now. The reality of a dirty bomb does exist. And the potential for a dirty bomb to be released in a metropolis like New York, that would be a primary target. And when you have people running around New York in what they call Muslim police department vehicles, back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, so order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Okay, I'm going to try to figure out how to get everybody up here on the screen now, because I'm doing this in all kinds of different ways. So yeah, this is gonna be a little different for a second. Let me bring Rick over here and put him over here on this side of me, And there we go. And then I'm going to take that, and I'm going to put that over there. I apologize to my radio audience. I'm doing the graphic thing, but it's all good. It's all good. So let's see. Over here on my left is the lovely Miss Claire Lopez. Claire, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Good morning.
And over here on my right is a picture of the dapper and debonair Mr. Rick Manning, who is in an undisclosed location that we can't talk about.
Yeah, I'm in an undisclosed location. I engaged in duck and cover drills. Not certain if I should fear a nuclear attack or the 4.4% drop in real earnings that we just got notified we've had over the past 12 months. So yeah, doing well.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody's doing well. I don't know, something. So I was just explaining to Claire and Rick that I had played for you guys the PSA in New York, you know, raising concerns about a nuclear fight. That's really wasn't going to be our topic, and it's not going to be our topic, because what we want to talk about is Claire's insightful article about the assassination of the former prime minister of Japan. And but wacky New York government. I don't know. I don't even know. We're all just kind of like stunned by their idiocy.
Yeah, I'll let Claire respond, but it seems to me that those of us old enough know how to crawl under a desk. And those of us who are wise enough know that that isn't going to do much good.
Yeah, I mean, words fail at the stupidity of that little PSA public service announcement. Yeah, I mean, I remember back in kindergarten and grade school, our school buildings actually had, nuclear hazard signs on the wall. And the entire building was built of brick, and so basically it was something of a shelter. But for this announcer to be talking about listen for your government instructions, over which electrical system was she thinking? Which electric grid does she think is still going to be standing? I just no words.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, if it's a dirty bomb, right, that, you know, then the EMP, I mean, that's going to wipe all of that out. So there's going to be no communication, period. No refrigeration, nothing. Nothing electrical is going to be working. It's really quite stunning. Anyway, all right, let's move on to, and folks, I don't want to belittle that, because If they've gone to the trouble to do that, they're either trying to raise fear, or they know. I mean, we've talked, Claire, you and I, you've come on here, we've talked about this, we've talked about our southern border, we've talked about terrorists, we've talked about hidden cells, we've talked about, you know, that there is a very strong possibility that there are dirty bombs in locations around the country somewhere. This has been a conversation that's been very real going back 20 years now. So we don't want to make light of it, as though I think that the issue we have is that what they're suggesting as response is ludicrous.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. And you know, with the advances in technology, over the last decades or so, you know, I don't think we're looking at dirty bombs anymore. We're looking at very sophisticated cyber attacks, potentially. We're looking, as Peter Pry has been trying to warn us for so long, we're facing the potential of an EMP, electromagnetic pulse weapon, and or a solar flare from the sun, which would do the same thing, which would be to fry our civilian electric grid, which our government and the public utilities to this date mostly absolutely refuse to harden or to secure.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just, you know, I think that's sufficient for that. I mean, what you have to do, ladies and gentlemen, is everything you personally can do to try to insulate yourself. And there's a lot of great information that is out there that I would encourage you to be, you know, thinking in terms of. All right, let's shift gears. Abe's death heightens China threat to Taiwan. There was a very interesting, I believe it was 12 Strong was the film where they start out with depicting the, assassination of Massoud, known as the Lion of Panjshir, as the precursor to the 9/11 attack, knowing what was coming next and the American response. You suggest that the murder of the former prime minister, who was probably our strongest ally in Japan, portends to a similar possible premarker of a Chinese invasion of Taiwan.
Well, this struck me, you know, at the end of last week, last Friday, when we got the news of the assassination of the former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, immediately it brought to mind the assassination of Ahmad Shah Massoud just days before the attacks of 9/11. And I wrote quickly an article for my Newsmax blog site, and it's called Abe's Death Heightens China Threat to Taiwan. Mm-hmm. Came out there on July 11. And what I proposed, or what struck me as at least a possibility, is that in just the same way as the Iranian regime, which of course orchestrated, directed, and executed the attacks of 9/11 in cahoots, of course, together with Hezbollah and Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Just as they, the Iranian regime, directed the assassination of Ahmad Shah Massoud by recruiting two North African Al-Qaeda operatives in Brussels, Belgium, training them, equipping them with a suicide bomb. That bomb was hidden inside of a camera. The two posed as journalists, got in front of Ahmad Shah Massoud for an interview, and the bomb killed them all, I think, eventually. Maybe not immediately. All died eventually. And that took Ahmad Shah Massoud, as known, you know, known as the Lion of the Panjshir Valley of Afghanistan. Massoud was, of course, the leader of the Northern Alliance, this group of Afghans who were then, as now, fighting against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. But Iran knew that the Americans and probably NATO would be coming to Afghanistan after 9/11 to go after them, Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. We never did go after Iran for whatever reason I cannot fathom, but the assassination of Abe struck me likewise as taking someone off the scene who would have rallied not just his own party, for which he was speaking on that day, the national the National Liberal Democratic Party,
which is so funny to me, right? Because their actual policies align with our conservative policies, but they're called the Democratic Liberals because of their association with classic liberal political ideas, which actually are conservative. It's kind of radical how we've
Democratic Party. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the name of it, notwithstanding, Abe was a founder and a top leader of that party in Japan's parliamentary system.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have rallied not just that party, but the sort of fractious, you know, democratic style parliament, party scene of Japan.
Right.
To the defense of Japan. And Abe had been speaking publicly, not just, you know, for parliamentary elections, which he was doing then last week, but speaking out against China's threat to Taiwan for a long time. And he had spoken very directly to the threat to Japan itself, saying that an attack on Taiwan by Beijing would be considered, should be considered a security threat to Japan itself because the islands are so close.
Right.
And then he was warned. He was warned, as I write in my article, by the Foreign Ministry of China. Spokesman said, quote, anyone who dares to return to the old path of militarism, Japan, World War II, hearkening back, and defy the limits of the Chinese people will face a bloodbath. And now he is removed from the scene. He will not be able to rally his party, his right. his people, or our allies, and, all of us, the Quad.
And Claire,
we got 10 seconds. We're going to be going into the break. Rick, you want to tease us in? 5 seconds.
Yeah, his successor in the party is not Abe. It's somebody who's much worse.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The products available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use are a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Claire Lopez and my co-host, Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government. You can find him at getliberty.org, getliberty.org, or at limitgov.com, at limitgov.com. All right, we were talking about the seriousness of this situation and the position that Japan was in. Rick, you were beginning to share a little bit about the change in party leadership and party structure and why that's important. Please continue, sir.
Yeah, the Abe represented the, let's say, the Trump wing of the Japanese equivalent of the Republican Party, okay? And the person who is now going to be the head of that party in parliament is somebody who is the exact opposite of being a Japan first. They're very accommodationist. They don't believe in, Japan having an aggressive military, structure, military, outlook. And they are, shall we say, they are Neville Chamberlain to Abe's Winston Churchill. And so the entire power dynamic in Japan was changed. Even though Abe's party won power in the election that occurred earlier this week, the person who's going to kind of exercise that power is someone who is an accommodationist towards China. And that is how the playing field in the Pacific got dramatically altered through the Abe assassination.
Go ahead.
You know, I would pick up on what Rick was just saying about the change in the power structure across the South Pacific, but to include also here in the United States. Listeners may be familiar with the board game that is played in China and elsewhere. It's called Wei Qi. Or sometimes in Japanese, you'll hear it called Go. And it's played with little stones. One side has white stones, the other has black stones. And the object of the game is not, as in chess or checkers, to knock your opponent off the board and the pieces are removed. No, it's rather to move the stones around in a flowing way that isolates and marginalizes the other person's stones on the board of the game. And that is, you know, a super sophisticated game. But it illustrates, I think, very well the way the Chinese Communist Party thinks and how they are operating, just as Rick was talking about, across the board, the game board, if you will, of the South Pacific. With leadership in Australia, leadership in Japan.
Well, and the bridge and road, right? So that way now they're calling all those debts due, which they've been doing for what, the last 6 years, slowly, taking over each of those areas or pushing their influence. I guess the question I would have for you, Claire, is what's their, well, here, two things. What do you think their play is? And then also, I think in the backdrop, it's interesting to note, Putin just announced that he's going to Tehran to have a meeting with Iran. So at the same time that China is making their strategic play and Xi is making his move, you have Putin shoring up that relationship with Tehran, and we've talked about the new axis of Russia, Iran, and China.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're looking at. Up until now, China has been sort of cautious, really, in the way that it reacted, at least publicly, to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, not providing not providing military support, financial to some extent, certainly buying Russian oil, which China desperately needs because they don't have any.
Mm-hmm.
There is this rogues axis, axis of rogues. You're exactly right, Pastor Greg, the axis of Russia, Iran, and China. And they've long cooperated together, for instance, not just at places like the United Nations and the Security Council, but the other two helping Iran's nuclear weapons program for all of these years, just by way of one example.
I guess my question is, and I know, right, we're peering into the crystal ball, what is the play out here? I mean, do they think, is World War III on their option agenda, or do they think that they're in a position to be able to kind of just roll over the rest of the world without the need to go to our historical mindset level of a World War III?
Well, focusing on China, we know from statements by Xi Jinping and other leaders of the CCP and the PLA, that they very much would like to arrange things so that, as in Sun Tzu again, they win the war without firing a shot. It Taiwan falls into their grasp. And it all depends on how they perceive the potential deterrent capability, the potential for opposition to an invasion of Taiwan. And this is why leadership in these countries, Japan, as we just talked about, Australia, and the United States, is so important. But having co-opted, Peter Schweitzer in his book quotes a Chinese term translated means elite capture. In other words, the Chinese CCP has captured the elites of our countries, be they certainly in the government,
mm-hmm.
But also in important industrial, commercial, financial circles like Wall Street, public health services, the United States, for example. They're all co-opted. They're all bought and paid for. And if you do that, that has been their scheme over the last decades. I mean, this has been going on for decades. They may believe, the Chinese CCP may believe, that they can obtain their objective of taking Taiwan without the rest of us coming to its defense. That's what they're trying to do. I don't know that would be the case. I hope not. But that is what they would like to frame up. That's what they're trying to set up.
Claire, let me ask you a question that's about the traditional kind of battles in Asia. The Koreans, the Chinese, and the Japanese have had centuries of wars between them, with each people trying to gain hegemony over the others. And it's a, and what you see, and the Abe assassination in particular, if it does have the effect of neutralizing Japan, the situation, would you expect to begin to see more saber rattling out of North Korea to try to neutralize the South?
I think that's a good possibility, but South Korea did just also have elections and elected a very strong leader in those elections who's willing to stand up firm against North Korea. The problem is not South Korea so much, it's us. It's the United States. and our
and we've got worse than Neville. Yeah, we've got worse than Neville Chamberlain. Unfortunately, we've got I don't even know how to describe what we've got. If the New York Times is providing any kind of clarity, we've got a potential 25th Amendment issue going on right now with our leadership, which is very scary. We're going to run out of time here. It's crazy. We've only got about 5 seconds. No, we got a little more than that, actually. We got a little more than that. Yeah, I told him not to call early. Go ahead. 30 seconds, Rick. Close us out.
Yeah, I think what we're looking at is most people aren't focusing on Abe. Our own administration didn't even know his name. And sending out their condolences, calling him Abe Shinzo. And it's that lack of awareness, it's that lack of paying attention, it's that lack of kind of sensitivity to what's really going on in the world that is the most dangerous thing coming out of our government. The fact is, this analysis that Claire's provided is what our government should be saying, what our government should be worried about, what we should be planning for. And yet we don't even know the players that are on the field, let alone their importance in the overall attempt by China to establish hegemony over the region of the world.
All right, we got to jump.
I got contacted by attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a 5-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a defense department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document, says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
Thank you.
By the way, I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out, and we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.